effect.
Back in them days, there was a Johnny Dollar and
Johnny Cash and Johnny Western.
Donnie's manager, figuring he'd cash in on the Johnny trend, recalled an obscure Polish boxer, Johnny Paycheck, with a K.
From that point on, I mean, he totally believed he was Johnny Paycheck. You couldn't talk him out of saying, okay, Donnie, or every time you'd call him Donnie, he'd get mad at you. I think he had an identity crisis.
He legally changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, and his career took off. But deep down inside, he was still Hubcap Donnie.
Paycheck was playing with Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Paycheck stole Patsy Cline's car.
I think that was down in Texas someplace. Big country music park, and he got drinking. He found her keys, and he just went out and got in her car and took off. And when he get to the gate, they would shut the gate on him. There was only one entrance to it. They said, just let him go. He can't get out. And he went past that gate a half a dozen times, and he just drove around and around and around inside the car. But eventually, it ran out of gas.
He had a total disregard for the law when he was drinking.
Old habits die hard, but somehow he managed to pick up a new one.
There was like a couple of 24-hour pharmacists there in Nashville, you know what I mean. The drug of choice back then was the Old Yellers. We'd go to the jam sessions and Paycheck was always up there playing bass. Well, we'd stay up for 3 or 4 days just to get in tune and then jam for 3 or 4 more.
Between the speed binges and stints in jail, Paycheck found himself broke and homeless. Then he met a man named Swamp Dog.
excuse me. My song I wrote, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, single-handedly put Johnny Paycheck on the map, because he was nowhere near the map.
Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Single did a load of sales. People were buying the hell out of it. We made a fortune with that money. But anyway, I digress.
And they hauled them off. And anyhow, went down to get them out the next morning and had to pay the fine. Paycheck didn't even have a shirt on. Had to go to court without a shirt. I mean, it's in Canada, and that little deal there where they off to get up and all hail the queen, something like that. Paycheck went like, the queen.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Hey, this is Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music, and my next guest is a favorite of mine for some of the work that she does online and some of her acoustic shows, and she's also the host at Lucaya Cafe on Tuesday nights. It's an open mic night. Brenna Burns. Hi, Brenna.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me, Gunner.
I'm happy that we finally get a chance to do our Zoom call interview sort of thing. Over the last couple of months, I would tune in and out on Sunday mornings watching you do the coffees and covers thing, and I always thought that was a really cool thing to do. And here are the reasons why. before we even talk about you and you talk, let me just talk about me and why I think things are cool. Because on Sunday mornings, I would wake up just a little bit, you know, right? You know, you want to like ease into the morning a little bit. And there's like, you don't really have a lot of places to go, that sort of thing. And other musicians were doing streaming for themselves and their music and everything. But you went through the trouble of doing it from your bedroom, trying to decorate it, looking like a little bit of a set sort of thing. And it was just coffee and covers. And you would have your friends tune in or whoever. And if they could make a donation to any sort of charity, it was appreciative. And you would do that. And to me, it was a nice way of connecting, like reconnecting with people, I thought, on my end. And then when you added the charity component, I thought, well, that was like, here's somebody thinking about someone else's troubles in the midst of all of these troubles. So I have to commend you for that. Because I even said that to Heather Valley the other day. We were chatting. I said, Brenna's got a big heart. You know,
she's
got a big heart, you know, for,
oh, no.
And I know it's only a little thing, but little things do mean big things to others. So I commend you on doing that.
Well, I appreciate the appreciation, but you know, we've all got to do whatever we can to kick back. And I was lucky enough to have my full-time day job, which I have spent years complaining about having to have as a musician, not being able to afford to be a full-time musician. And now after this last year and a half, I look at so many of my full-time musician friends who've been completely, you know, blown to smithereens all over the place, kind of reconfiguring their lives in a way that I've had that reliable day job that I've resented for so long to fall back on. And being able to play was essential to my mental health and my ability to connect with people. But being able to, I didn't need the money. I had my bases taken care of. So being able to give back to some of the venues and some of the people and some of the organizations that have certainly been instrumental in helping my music career so far. Mm-hmm. It was a no-brainer, right? And then from there to kind of start to spill out in terms of the philanthropy, available philanthropy, because there's tons, you know, just look around whether it's energy or money or food or time or, you know, going to read a book with an elderly person or like somebody who's been in a retirement home and needs connection or whatever, you know, there are mm-hmm. millions of ways to give back in big and small ways. And if I can do a little bit, that's amazing.
Were you like this when you were younger, though? Because
I was voluntold. My mom was a volunteer coordinator and head of the social action planning committee in Toronto for a number of years. And then she was the executive director of the Hamilton Wentworth United Way when it was still Hamilton Wentworth. So she was a real leader in terms of women's work, civil rights and trying to bring the labor union movement forward. And I was out going to rallies and out going to, I was out on her shoulders walking in protests and stuff like that as a child, and then always involved in her volunteer efforts and philanthropic efforts. So I went kicking and screaming, right? Because that empathy took a while to develop. You don't really get outside your own experience for a while. So as a kid, I really resented being voluntold to do this. And I spent my entire life doing volunteer work and I'm so grateful for it now, you know, right. But that's like all the things I resented about my mom when I was a child that I thank her for now, you know, that's the way it goes.
Now dragged him to the ground.
We all go through those little phases with our parents, that sort of thing. You don't know what they're teaching you when you're younger. It doesn't click in until later, until something as ridiculous as what happened over the last 18 months, which is still ongoing, even though things are opening up. It's just that's why I asked the question, because I thought, well, that's, you know, was she always like this, or was this just as a result of COVID? But your mom is the one to is the right answer on all of those things. Hey, I'm talking to Brenda Burns on Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar. And she is the, I guess you're the host of
Latoya
Cafe. Is that, was that the official title?
I guess.
Hostess, or host person?
Yeah, I'm like a host.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like a gentle guide. That's all I am. I'm just a gentle guide.
So tell everyone about the Latoya Cafe on that night. It starts at 7, ends at 9:30. But what are the parameters? What do we do?
So that's at 592 Upper Wellington Street in Hamilton, Ontario, on the west side of the road. It's great. There's a little public parking lot right there available. So there's lots of parking available. You show up at 7, there's no sign up. I basically keep a gander on who's coming in, take a gauge, meet people as they come in, see who wants to play, and then I just call on people as the night goes on. Typically, we've done 3 songs per performer because we've had the space and capacity over 3 hours to be able to do that. However, with its popularity continuing to grow, sometimes we need to mediate that. So, I would say that you and typically play anywhere between 2 and 3 songs, more often 3 songs. We encourage songwriters, budding musicians, young musicians, professional musicians, people who just love organic exchange to come out, because it really is just a diehard group of community. Like it's a mountain community for sure, where people come out who just like listening. There are a lot of people who just come out to observe the music who aren't actually playing. And then we get probably about 12 to 15 musicians every open mic. And I think we're going to be amplifying. This will be the first time we'll be looking at amplifying, because we're outside on Julie's beautiful patio, new patio. And so we want to make sure that everybody can be heard above the traffic, because, of course, you know, we're all pivoting the way that we can with the cafe. So come on out and you can play originals. You can play just instrumentals. If you would like to do a piece of poetry, if you would like to try a comedy bit, I mean, you can definitely come try. It's definitely music oriented, but it's meant to be a performance space where people can really feel safe and supported and have space held for them in their creative endeavors.
Have you been shocked on because when you say like anyone can come up, have you been shocked at some of the material that people have performed at the level that they're at?
Oh, absolutely. We've had things like people come play from the time that they're beginners to the point now where they're able to completely like blow people away, right? That's the nice thing is that we get repeat people. And then sometimes we get players like, and I hope he won't mind me saying, Jim Witter coming out, you know, who's one of my favorites when he comes out and he brings his son, who's also playing music now.
Oh, my little one, sitting on my lap. Every time I look at you, it's me that's looking back. From the summer of your childhood, the autumn of your years, the times we take for granted all too soon will disappear. Stolen moments are all we have to get us through this lifetime. All the good and bad, someday you will be grown with kids of your own. You will learn to treasure every day. Stolen moments before they steal away. If I could, I'd stop the hands of time. 100 years from here and now, you would still be mine. But the world keeps on turning, and soon you'll turn from me. And instead of holding you, I will hold your memory. Stolen moments are all we have to get us through this lifetime. All the good and bad, someday you will be grown with kids of your own. You will learn to treasure every day. Stolen moments before they steal away. Through this lifetime, all the good and bad, someday you will be grown with kids of your own, and you will learn to treasure every day. Stolen moments before they steal away. Stolen moments before they steal away.
We have Jay Linden, who is just an incredible and prolific singer-songwriter who's really such a beautiful contribution.
I was staring through the twilight. I was looking toward the sea. I was thinking about some dreamers, wondering who they meant to be. They started on the west wind, then they ran aground and wandered off. All directions. When the morning came around, well, I've tasted desert sunset, been battered in the rain. With the desperados down along the southern plain. I've slept by salty canyons in a border town, and I woke up with reckless abandon when the morning came around. Never take your day for granted. You never know what's coming through. Gotta live the life you're handed. What else you gonna do?
Musician, of course. He used to be the host before I kicked him out. Yeah. I loved it too much. Get out of here, Dave. It's mine. So he's been known to come up and pop in every once in a while.
Barely missing you. Feels like it should be more. And I don't want you to come back home too soon. Walking through that door, you won't like what you see. No, there's no one else. I'm just sitting here trying to drown myself in my private little hell.
missing me. I'm barely missing you. Feels like I've lost my way. And there's a dead end waiting for me at the end of every single day. I don't like what I see, no. Wish I was someone else. I'm sick of my own company and I'm tired of myself. Don't take pity on me. I'm just a clown and I deserve to feel this way. Don't take pity on me. I'll stick around till I. Barely missing me.
People from the scene will pop over from time to time. Sure. There's an amazing young musician. If anyone's looking for an amazing young female musician to follow, Alyssa McKenzie out of Burlington or Oakville, who's just incredible. She's sensational and she's definitely one to watch out for. I think her body of material and her ability to write and the mastery of her voice is just incredible for someone so young. She's only 18. No, 19. She just turned 19. So we see people from young to old. We see it really is a place for anybody and everybody. And if you're an art appreciator, like back to the good old fashioned, pass the guitar kind of round circle listening audience days of the folk days, this is the place for you to come. It's a beautiful, serene environment, and just the energetic exchange alone is totally nice. Worth it. And the snacks and the coffee and the cafe and the atmosphere Julie creates cannot be beat. She's got incredible tea selection. She's a tea sommelier. So she's got an incredible selection of loose leaf teas. You can have incredible lattes. I believe she uses relay roasts.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's amazing.
I think it's really nice that you said that it is a place for people, everyone to go and feel comfortable. If that different, diverse amount of talent is showing up, there's no anxiety about maybe I shouldn't play because I'm not as good as someone else. It sounds like it's very supportive.
Absolutely. I don't think you could find a more supportive audience. So if it's been something that you've always wanted to do, we sometimes even have people come bring their instruments and decide just to sit and watch, and that's totally welcome. It's right. Obviously consent based, but really we work hard. I know certainly I work hard and the audience works hard to make everybody feel welcome, and they're just a great group of people.
We got to get some TV cameras down there at some point.
Oh yeah, you're not wrong. 100%. I fully support that.
Gonna have to start to do a little show. Maybe cable 14 will give you like a half hour airtime. That sort of thing. The best of Lucaya.
That'd be amazing. Ooh. Let's make
unfortunately,
it happen.
Unfortunately, we'd have to watch Dave Pomfret perform. But okay. So anyway, I guess Dave's my buddy. I can say that. I say anyone can say it. That's fine.
It's been a while. I think he should get up and perform. So well, there you go.
I know he's itching to do a little something because he's been locked up just like the rest of us, and that's
oh yeah, so many of us have.
Yeah, the you just did a show recently at the Casbah. How did that feel for you?
Oh, it was amazing. The anxiety, though, leading up to it was unreal. After, I mean, I've obviously been playing weekly online, but primarily covers. I hadn't played my own material in so long, Gunnar. Like it had, I mean, apart from a song here or there, my favorites that people always ask for, I hadn't played some of these songs since like January of 2020. Since right. my last show with my band. I haven't played with my band. I haven't seen my bandmates like in year and a half. It's insane.
Was that the Mule Spinner show?
No. So that was in December. And then we played again in January at the St. Hollywood. RIP. Right. It was my last chance to play Hollywood. And I'm so grateful. And actually, yeah, that was a show. That was a Human Race show with... Ron Balmer, who passed away recently. So condolences to his family and loved ones. That was a special show for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. Well, I guess that I can't place all of the blame on you. There were things that we both could have done that we chose not. Paths they will stray.
Kasbah show, you had some anxiety. There was a little bit of...
you just had to shake off the nerves a little. But Heather Valley, God love her, was so wonderful. And she let me have a long sound check before people got there. And I got to get some of my shakies out. And, you know, it ended up being an audience full of some familiar, like a lot of familiar faces and some new faces too. And people who had seen me, like there was a table of women who came out who had seen me back years ago at the Pearl Company with Cindy Dell and Sue Leonard when we were Leonard Burns and Dell, who had heard me and thought, oh, I haven't heard of anything from this girl in a while. I'm going to go check it out. And they stayed all night and had a ball.
Wow.
It was a really special night. And
that's
honestly,
a long time ago, the Pearl Company.
Right. Like that was about 4 or 5 years ago, and she remembered me. God love her.
That's great. So
she came out, and it just ended up. I mean, oh, it felt amazing. It's like growing up next to the ocean and moving inland for, you know, an extreme amount of time, and then finding your way back to the water. It feels like where you belong.
I was told that relief would come with a light of morning. Keep me up all night. By the time the dawn comes breaking through these windows, I'll have given up the fight. Well, they said your ghost would flee by the light.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner. My special guest right now is Brenda Burns. We're just doing a little catch-up on the Lucaya Cafe every Tuesday from 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. It's an open mic jam. You can, if you want to do a little bit of comedy, spoken word, folk music, any style of music is welcome at any level. Brenna, you spoke about the Kasbah show, the anxiety of doing a show like that again with the original material. What shows do you have coming up next that we should know about?
Oh, I got to get booking some. Right now, I'm really working on writing some new material. I know a lot of people were very productive musically and artistically. I had the exact opposite. I wasn't able to do anything creatively myself. I wasn't able to write with all of that. I mean, I say all of that time. I had about a month of time for flexibility, and then I was right back to work full time and busier than I've ever been. I clean houses. So people stuck in their houses tend to want their houses to be clean, which makes sense. So I've been very busy.
I'm sorry. I find that really weird thing for you to say. It's just because if they're home all day and they're not doing anything.
But they would be. A lot of them were home working, right? And then they've got kids who are home. And so instead of their kids making a mess in the classroom and going out and playing recess and them eating out at the office, everybody's living in their house for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't get any extra time to clean. Right. I totally get it. I'd be going... Right.
That makes sense now that you explained it that way, because now it's just like, now I'm thinking, Brenna never had a day off.
But it's great because now, for whatever reason, I'm also an extrovert. And I think that being able to connect with other people and getting that type of thing going is starting to get my creative juices going, because I am dying to write. And every time I sit down, things are coming. Nothing's complete. And I'm getting ready to move and everything, you know, I'm coming back musically. Look for me in the fall. I'm going to be coming back strong. Other than that, I'll be playing my next online show next Sunday at 11 o'clock. That's on the 1st. I haven't decided where I'm sending money yet, although I will probably be sending it to the Woodland Heritage Center in Brantford to go towards the effort for recovering the bodies and the search that they're planning on doing there,
right,
for Indigenous youth at the old residential school. So yeah, at any rate, that's you can keep an eye out on my social media, and I will hopefully have lots more shows coming up when I have some new material to share with everyone. Hey, this is Brenna Burns. You can catch me at BrennaBurns.com or on Facebook, Instagram, and any other social media for regular updates and upcoming show announcements.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish it were. I could skate away.
It don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Don't make a lot of money, quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river, I could skate away. I wish I had a river so long. I'd teach my feet to fly.
Whoa, I wish I had a river
I could skate away on.
I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Now
life's so hard to handle. Yeah, I'm selfish and I'm sad. And I lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I'd teach my feet to fly.
Whoa, I wish I had a river
I would skate away on. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's coming on Christmas. I'm cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away.
And it's amazing how so much has changed in you.
till the colors, they all bled. Now the dirt from the road clouds these windows, and the clock on the wall serves to
and claim it as defeat, for it all. shadows stalk everywhere he goes. They follow. And all their fable talk's been dwindled down to whispering foes. He'll leave the diem to the crows. Cause they can only tear into them so deep. And they can only.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
One, two, three, four.